like not trusting Scottie Pippen because you have Jordan. Stupid.
So is that are you saying Cousins is like Jordan?
I'm saying Cousins is Michael Jordan.
Wow.
Stands by it.
Stupid to me.
I can help you out. Tell you who to start at QB. Make you the king of fantasy. Check out the matchups. Now use all the experts and our tools at the FanDuel Manual. The Manual.
Woo! Welcome back to the FanDuel Manual Fantasy Football Podcast. It is week 16. This is actually the first week where all 32 teams are in play. We don't have a Thursday night game. There's no teams on a bye. So we get to choose from every single player on every single team. Unless, of course, they've been injured or they have been held out of practice for any reason.
Or they're Eli Manning.
Or they play defense.
Or they're on the defense. Okay, there's a lot of reasons that you won't choose individual players this week. But it is unprecedented for the FanDuel Manual, and I'm kind of excited about it. Also, the holidays are upon us. I am celebrating the 25 days of Christmas by experiencing something new every single night that has to do with Christmas that my wife surprised me with.
Have you made love to a man?
Well, I haven't done that yet, but I also still have a few days to go, so I don't know what's in the I don't know what's in the advent for day 20, 21, 22, 23. Who knows? You know?
Yeah.
Probably ornaments, but
I don't think that that's necessarily a Christmas experience, at least in my family. Any Christmas experiences that you want to share, Chris?
Christmas Eve was always my favorite part of Christmas. I didn't do like the advent of activities like you're doing right now, but I think it is important to enjoy the season and not just the day.
I don't think that the experience advent calendar is even a thing that people do. I thought that Mary made that up.
No, I think it is. I think that's awesome. I want to give a shout out to my stepmom who does an advent for all of our family. That's 17 people. She does gifts for each of us all the way up to Christmas, and they are so fun. One of the good ones that we got was it's like speakers, but they have a little water with colors in it. So when you play a song, it shoots up with water and colors. It's the coolest thing ever.
Whoa, like a little...
Like the Bellagio.
Yeah, it's like a Bellagio, but way smaller.
Wow, that is pretty cool.
That's only one day?
We got inspired by
one day.
Yeah, we were, because you had that advent calendar is the reason we went and got ours, but we just switched it to experiences instead of gifts. Because we were just buying like stuff like stickers and like Christmas pencils.
You got stickers this year? Holy shit.
What about, isn't your experience kind of expensive, Brendan?
No, like tonight we went to, you can only do this in Orlando, but we went to Holy Land. Which is like, really doesn't need a lot of explanation. It's like, so we've got Universal Studios, we've got Disney, we've got SeaWorld, and then we've got like Holy Land, which is like the amusement park for Christians. And it's just like the story of God, and there's all sorts of animals and the Ark. You get to ride on elephants that are fake and...
is there churros there?
Well, so we went to the free one, so it's after hours. It's basically like if Disney would just say after they close, be like, well, you can't ride any of the rides, but you're welcome to walk through our park for free. That's what Holy Land does, and it was actually pretty crazy. Like, I'm curious to see what that place is like in the day.
Do you think people in Bethlehem laugh at the fact that we have a place called Holy Land in Orlando?
Well, they might until they see it, and they'll probably battle on their knees.
And then there'll probably be a battle for it.
Yeah. Oh,
God.
This is going to be a real serious podcast.
Yeah, this is very political podcast.
Week 16, this is what we do.
All 32 teams involved, and now so is Palestine.
Holy war. Holy war.
I do want to do a shout out. I got a Facebook message from our champion from our open play this week, Rudimus. He Facebook messaged me and said, you better represent us on the podcast because I won. He did awesome. He had 164 points. He had, this is a very gutsy call, he had Matt Flynn as his quarterback. He had Jamal Charles. He had Delanie Walker and the Seahawks defense. And just want to say congratulations to him and everybody that plays in our league. We really appreciate it. It was a fun time.
Look, hippopotamus number two, we don't have to do nothing.
Rudimus.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said.
Greek legend.
All right, well, the all play, is the all play up on the website right now, Doug?
Yep.
All right, I got to make sure I get in that this week. The website, of course, is FanDuelManual.com. You can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, at FanDuelManual.com, and then FanDuelManual@gmail.com. We're going to get into it, talk about the best bargains and top projections at each position. Anything else before we get started, man?
No, I just want to say happy holidays to everybody, and we appreciate all that you do for us.
And dare we say Merry Christmas, even.
Let's do it. Merry Christmas.
This was this is my favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
It's really tough in Florida to get into the Christmas spirit, so this Christmas experience thing has really been helping me out.
I remember when I lived in Orlando, one of the things that got me in the Christmas spirit was literally walking through Walmart in the Christmas section really slowly.
You gotta walk slowly in Walmart in Orlando anyway, just so you don't get stabbed. It's true.
Chris, tell me that is not a real thing that you did.
I did do that.
How do you even walk slowly through things?
I was just taking it all in.
Is this when you worked at Disney?
No, it's when I lived with you.
So you had a downgrade from the unbelievable decorations and just total immersive experience of Disney's Christmas time, and then you downgraded to just be like, let me just walk slow through the Christmas section of
Walmart. It's on the left-hand side. I'll never forget it.
I just want to say one quick story. When we were living in Orlando, I lived with you, Brennan, and we made the gingerbread houses, and like it was so hot out that the gingerbread stuff wouldn't stick because it would melt. I was like, that's it. I'm going back to Colorado.
That was the deciding factor.
That was it. I was like, this is so stupid.
I can't believe Chris stayed as long as he did. If he's walking through Walmart every December 1st.
Now I know why you came home so sad.
All right. Well, let's get into our holiday quarterbacks. Right now, the top projected QBs are Peyton Manning, Nick Foles, and Andy Dalton. I don't think that's any surprise. Also in the 20-point club, there's quite a few people in the 20-point club this week. Kaepernick, Cutler, Cam Newton, and Drew Brees. And then for our top bargains, it's Kirk Cousins, Kaepernick, and Jay Cutler. What do you guys like this week? I think one of the things we for sure have to talk about is Aaron Rodgers. I think that's probably the biggest question mark at the QB position. Besides that question mark, is there anybody else that's notable we're talking about at QB?
Yeah, I think, my golden rule with fantasy football and FanDuel is if someone is coming off a long injury, I at least need a week to understand if they're back to their normal state. So Aaron Rodgers, as good as he is, I'd be very nervous about starting him. I did the same thing with Gronk. Once he came back, I felt comfortable, but if they've been out for a long time, that's a very risky move. This week, I really like Kirk Cousins. I know that is a risky move as well.
You waited 1 week.
Yeah, I did like wait 1 week. But he's playing the Cowboys. You can't beat that matchup. They're last in the NFL in passing yards allowed. And he's only $7,000, which I feel is a little bit much for somebody that just came back, but compared to some of the people, like you said, Andy Dalton, would you really trust Andy Dalton at that high price compared to Kirk Cousins?
Jay Cutler's in his first week back.
You really trust him as well?
Well, he did 21 points last week.
I think this is a great matchup.
I know you're bitter about the – look, honestly, yeah. Jay Cutler is a good fantasy quarterback. I know you were happy when he – well, you weren't happy when he left Denver.
He wasn't good till the last week when he threw a Hail Mary and the guy caught it. Like, he wasn't doing that great. And Kirk Cousins just did just as well for cheaper. And I also feel like Shanahan and his son are, like, in crazy Vegas mode where they're like, screw it. Let's show how smart we are. Season's over. We're probably getting fired. Let's just throw it 60 times a game.
Wait, you think if they fire Shanahan, they'll fire Kyle Shanahan too?
They're firing everyone. Yes. It's awful.
That was a joke. Of course they're going to fire those guys together.
They're going to fire the wife as well.
So I'll tell you something about that. So I was listening to Mark Schlereth today on the radio, and he was talking about playing for Shanahan, how he thought there was a chance that he may have a chance to maybe work like in Dallas next year as a head coach. So he wants to play Cousins and maybe go in with like a real soft game plan and make him look stupid and then try to drag Kirk Cousins with him somewhere to be like the quarterback. So I don't know. I'm staying away from Kirk Cousins.
It sounds insane theory.
It sounds crazy, but he also then went on to tell the story about how Shanahan, they had a game plan in 98, the season that they were, when they were undefeated, they went into Miami, and they said that the game plan was so vanilla, and they ended up losing. He said that they only showed one defense the whole game. They got murdered, and then when we saw them in the playoffs, we killed them like 37-3 because he was just kind of trying to get through that game without showing anything. So
yeah,
he has kind of the big picture in mind.
37-3, would that not show something?
I think that's even ridiculous. Why wouldn't you just, if that was what you wanted to do, wouldn't you just sit Elway that game?
I don't think he could do that.
I do not think they're going to do that. There's still another game to be played. I think they're going riverboat style where they're just like, screw it. We're really smart. RG3 screwed us. We're going to show you how good we are.
They want to screw Griffin.
Yeah.
Chris, who do you like at QB this week?
I also am going with Kirk Cousins. I think it's good value. I think that I don't think he's the best quarterback in the world, but I think he's just going to have a lot of passing attempts. I think he's the kind of guy that can go like, you know, 25 for 45 and throw for over 300 yards and a couple touchdowns. Good value where he is. I do want to hit on that Aaron Rodgers debate. I wouldn't take Rodgers this week, but I would up the values of Jordy Nelson and people like that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, let's say Rodgers is a game time decision and he doesn't play. At least you're not completely screwed there. You still have Jordy Nelson, who caught a touchdown last week. And if Rodgers does play, even better. But it's a little bit safer of a route to go, but still kind of factoring in the Rodgers play.
I think I like just Flynn on another week with those guys.
We do have to remember that Rodgers is arguably the best quarterback in the game. Like, it's like if LeBron James was hurt and came back, you would probably feel comfortable starting LeBron James. Like,
yeah, for me, if it's my fantasy football playoffs, the reason I got that far probably was because of what Aaron Rodgers was doing at the beginning of the season. But FanDuel, I'm not going to spend that much money on that. Well, in running backs, the top projections are McCoy, Charles, and Forte. The top bargains are Dennis Johnson, who might be a little bit interesting.
Yeah, right.
Alfred Morris and Matt Forte. Also, some things. So, Run DMC is back at practice. He practiced Wednesday and Thursday, so I think that means you downgrade both of the Oakland running backs.
Darren McFadden.
Yeah, Run DMC, that's what I said.
Don't try to make up your Palmer comment by being like nickname guy.
Run DMC, I like that.
MJD, I'm sorry, Maurice Jones-Drew. This practice Wednesday and Thursday. They're supposed to test out his hammy. So the thing is with MJD, if he's active, Todman is going to lose all the value that he earned last week. But if not, I still think Todman might be a good play. Asata from Minnesota.
Hey, by the way, that was you mentioned that last week, and I made a lot of fun of you and ended up being an awesome pick. I made fun of Brendan for bringing that up and ended up being an awesome pick.
It wasn't the good. Well, it was a very lucky pick. So another thing, AP and Gerhardt are back this week. So Asiata is not going to be anything this week. No. He was lucky to be anything last week. He seriously had less than 2 yards per carry. He just happened to get 3 touchdowns. So you did choose him. Congratulations. You won the jackpot last week with that dude.
He's lucky to be anything for the rest of his life.
He's lucky to be alive.
I watched him score one of his touchdowns, and he like was so pumped, and he like turned around and showed his name to the crowd, and like pointing his thumbs at himself, and I was like, "Yeah, soak it in, man," because Adrian Peterson is coming back, and even if he's not, Gerhardt is going to be back, and Gerhardt is way better than you.
No,
yeah,
still a good take, Brennan.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
It was. I made a lot of fun of it, and it was good.
Who else we got for running backs, man?
The one running back I would for sure go with is DeMarco Murray. He's playing at the Redskins. He is 8,300, but he's really come along throughout the year. He probably should have been used a lot more in the second half. He had like 16 fantasy points in the first half of that game last week. But for whatever reason, you know the Cowboys.
I think he had -2 in the second half.
Well, the Cowboys are idiots for not running more. They just decided to air it out when they're winning by so much. But I think this is a great matchup against the Redskins. And he's one of the prime. There's not that many great running backs right now. I think he's in maybe the top five. So at 8,300, I think you have consistent points for sure.
He's the worst. There is a chance of thunderstorm that I hope really comes down that day. And
there's a chance of thunderstorm?
Well, just a chance. 70 degrees in Washington, chance of thunderstorm, you know, who knows?
Does it rain or still?
I don't know. It just says chance of thunderstorm.
All right, well.
Go to the website, download the FanDuel Manual Week 16 projections. You can check out the average projections for each player. It gives we've averaged together all the projections across about 10 experts. And on the second tab of the spreadsheet, I have the weather for each of the games. So this week, there's chance of thunderstorms.
Who's your running back?
I really like LeSean McCoy, obviously. Mm-hmm. I will tell you this, though. All right, so Fred Jackson was limited in his return to practice due to a rib injury. Stevie Johnson was out of practice for personal reasons. And C.J. Spiller is healthy. I don't know if 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. I don't know if C.J. Spiller is going to have a nice game against Miami. But I do think for 5,600, it might be worth the risk. I think that Fred Jackson is going to play. With those other factors, they're definitely going to have to rely on C.J. Spiller. I mean, E.J. Emanuel's out.
No one relies on C.J. Spiller.
Well, the Buffalo Bills are going to have to.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to either. I'm not in my team, which you can, again, if you go to FanDuelEmanuel.com, you can see all of our teams. I'm not risking it in our 60K league, but on the 55K, that might be a bit of a different story. Chris, do you have any RBs you want to mention?
Yeah, just a couple guys that have really good matchups this week. I hate to say it, but Ray Rice going against my Patriots, who are so bad against the run right now. And believe me, I watch it very closely every week.
They did get against Denver. Oh, no, wait. Noshon got like 200 yards.
He did, but...
We lost.
I know.
Ray Rice is as all fantasy players probably know is having a really bad year for Ray Rice standards. Oh. But he's kind of coming along a little bit. He's probably healthier now than he's been all year. And it's a great matchup for him. So unfortunately, I went with Ray Rice. Another guy, I do like Stacy as well. I almost went with him, but I went with Le'Veon Bell for Pittsburgh. He's at Green Bay, and I usually don't like taking players at Green Bay, but their running defense is really, really bad right now. They have a lot of injuries up front, and they were just getting dashed last week against the run, and Le'Veon Bell is getting a lot of touches per game, handoffs and receptions.
And so, in the club.
He's getting a lot in the club.
Bell looked good last week.
He did look good.
He had a nice game. It's just, again, it's chance of snow, 16 degrees in Green Bay this week. But I think for Steelers, I think that favors a running back, especially from Pittsburgh. So I don't think there's anything
especially
wrong with that.
With Le'Veon's nickname when he runs in the snow, Le'Veon Jingle Bell.
Is that what they call him?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
I wish I had that nickname.
All right, I don't have any other running backs.
The only thing I would say is if Maurice Jones does not play, Todman is a steal, but it's all dependent on Maurice Jones-Drew.
Yeah, absolutely. Todman had a fantastic week, and he looked really good. So, I mean, if MJ's back, I'll be the happiest guy alive. But if MJD's back, don't play Todman.
Agreed.
For kickers and defense, it's just kind of real quick. Top projections are Dan Bailey, Stephen Hauschka, and Alex Henry. Dan Bailey and Justin Tucker are coming off these huge 18-point games. I don't know. I don't have anything like special to say about kickers. I never really do. But you guys have anything notable at the kicker position?
The only thing I would say is Akers is 5,000. And they're doing the same thing as Justin Tucker did last week. So, who knows?
What does that mean?
What do you mean by that?
Like, he's playing in Detroit. So, same thing. Justin Tucker.
He plays for Detroit, though.
Who does?
Justin Akers. Tucker. What?
Akers is New York, isn't he?
No, he's the
Not
Detroit
Akers.
Kicker.
Sorry, I have...
I don't think so.
Can I start over again? I meant, oh man, I can't get this right, you know?
Oh my God.
Listen.
You listen.
Listen up.
All right, Chris, hold
on. What did you do tonight?
Justin Tucker. Who does Justin Tucker play for, Chris?
The Ravens. He scored 52 points last week for the Ravens.
I don't know if it was 52, but it seemed like it for the Lions. wait, who are you saying, Doug?
David Akers.
Well, he's playing. I thought he was on the Giants and he's playing Detroit. I fucking blew it. Cut that out.
We need to cut that out for our credibility.
Cut that out for sure. All right, I don't have anything for kickers either.
I had to cut out all the laughing.
Cut that out.
All right, top projections at defense, Seahawks, Lions, and the Niners. Pretty obvious. Let's see. Buffalo has Thad Lewis in at QB. Stevie Johnson is going to most likely be out. I think Miami's a good play this week. I like Miami, and of course, you know, if you're going to pay the money, Seahawks, the Niners, Kansas City, they're always up there. Anyone else notable?
I like St. Louis. I think they're very good at home. You saw what they did to the Saints last week. They also did the same thing to Seattle. I think they're very tough at home. They have a great rush, and especially against the Buccaneers, like, they're going to kill them. And I would like St. Louis at 5,500.
Why do you think they're going to kill them?
They're going to kill them. They killed the Saints. They killed Seattle. Why are they going to struggle against Buccaneers? Yeah.
You say it because it's at home?
Yeah, very much at home. They're very tough.
All right. Chris, anybody?
Back off.
I like Miami. I like the Rams, too.
All right. Let's move into players that mean much more in our FanDuel lineups. At wide receiver, the top projections, Josh Gordon, A.J. Green, and Megatron. The best bargains are Edelman, Garcon. Doug, I'm sorry, how do you pronounce that guy's name?
Pierre Garcon.
Oh, hey. And then Dwayne Bowe is the final projection for the best bargain. Calvin Johnson didn't practice yesterday. I don't think that really means anything. At Fitzgerald, I already said he's going through that concussion protocol. Let's see, anything else as far as injuries? Cecil Shorts out for the season, so that's good news for Cecil Shorts' groin. It's good news for fans of Ace Sanders, me for what I think Jacksonville's trying to do to get him the ball, and Chris likes Ace Sanders because he thinks he has the best name in sports.
It's a cool name.
Do you like the name Ace Sanders or Mike Brown better if you're picking a wide receiver from Jacksonville?
Ace Sanders.
What if you're picking a name for your second son?
It would be Ace again.
Ace, all right.
Ace Cowan. Mine would be Douglas
Ace
Brown.
Ace and Chase.
Douglas Brown.
I don't think anyone's taken any Jacksonville Jaguars.
No, but I would like to say something real quick. I feel like all year, well, not just this year, but fantasy people worship the ground that Calvin Johnson walks on, and he played so bad last week. I just want to be a fantasy, you know, comment. I want to make a fantasy comment about Calvin Johnson that says how much he sucked last week rather than saying how amazing and godlike he is. He sucked last week.
Awful.
Why? What? I don't understand why you want to be so rude.
Because everybody wants to suck his leg, and I don't think he deserves it every single week.
He played terrible last week. He cost his team the game.
Yeah, but nobody deserves it every single week. Like, you're just saying because he had one week, you want to make sure that you point that out.
Yeah, because if he had an amazing week, we would all suck his leg again. And I don't think we should do that.
I'm never sucking leg again.
Listen, do you think that after this week, anyone's going to be sucking Calvin's leg?
he's the best receiver in the league. We all know that, but...
So you're just saying it's like this is your chance to take a shot, so you're going to take it.
Yep. The last 4 weeks, he has not done great. And I would not suck his leg those weeks.
Look, I don't think I'm feeling this new suck this leg thing that we've been saying. I don't think we should keep saying that. All right, Tompkins and Dobson are back at practice in New England, Chris. Mm-hmm. Colley has seen some increase in his reps during practice. Does this mean anything for Edelman and Amendola?
No, I think you're going to continue to see Edelman and Amendola get the lion's share of the targets. Tompkins and Dobson, even when healthy, each have been healthy scratches from time to time. I don't think that Dobson will be a scratch if he's healthy. I think he'll play, but he's not a volume guy either. He's more of a stretch-to-field guy, and Brady doesn't throw a lot down the field, but it'll just be good for matchups for the Edelmans and the Amendolas.
It's going to help them out matchup-wise.
I think so. Yeah, I mean, it's going to help the Patriots in general in the red zone, kind of give that vertical, so, you know, give them some size in that area. But, it's just going to stretch the field and give Amendola and Edelman a little bit more room, ideally.
All right. Somebody else notable, I think, mentioning is Crabtree, who's back, and he looks healthy. This will be his fourth game back. Last week he had 13 fantasy points. I think the cap leans on him a bit this week, a little bit more, and he kind of has that repeat performance. He's pretty cheap. I mean, he was only, I have to check that. But for as much as he costs, it looks like his production is increasing quite a bit. So I like Crabtree a lot, who looks healthy, and he's back in San Fran.
I would say this is for sure my lock. I think you for sure... If you're playing FanDuel, you have to put Pierre Garçon in your lineup. He has 8 straight weeks of 10 targets or more. He's only scored under 10 points twice this year, and now he's playing the Cowboys defense at home. I don't see how you cannot have Pierre Garçon in your lineup.
All right, so Pierre, I think you're saying it wrong. I think it's
Pierre Garçon.
Yeah, he's 7,300. I think you're right. He's a... Even at 7,300, he's a great value. Edelman, I think, is much better at 67. I would say that would be... He was a steal when he was in the $4,000 range. He was a steal when he's in the $5,000 range. I still think he's a steal at $6,700 when you compare him to your lock, Pierre Garçon.
I have Element as well. I'm just saying, Pierre Garçon is the main.
Doug, I will say the only reason I don't have Garçon in, I had him in my lineup for about 10 minutes when I was kind of setting stuff up, but I was really scared to have two Redskins in there.
Yep.
So I went with Cousins only because he was better value.
I actually did the exact same thing.
Do a home run.
Because I had Alfred Morris, I was like, what am I doing? I cannot have two of these guys. Yeah. Garçon is clearly the better play, but
it's like Morris having, like, cheaper. Not trusting Scottie Pippen because you have Jordan. Stupid.
Yeah. So are you saying Cousins is like Jordan?
I'm saying Cousins is Michael Jordan.
Wow.
stands by it.
Stupid to me. All right. Crabtree, by the way, is 5,700 this week. I think that's going to do it for wide receivers. Let's move into
Titans. Really quick. DeSean Jackson, good value against a Chicago team that gives up a lot of points playing at home. And Brandon Marshall in that same game. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. And the only reason I went with Marshall over Jeffrey is because Cutler's back, and Cutler tends to favor Marshall more than Jeffrey.
That's good. That's good. That's good hard-hitting analysis. A.J. Green is also going to do well this week. For tight end.
I think you just cut him off and then just throw up nothing.
What? That's exactly
AJ what Green is going to be good.
He just said that Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey are going to be good.
No, I didn't. I said go with Marshall over Jeffrey because of Cutler.
Well,
what you got now, bro?
Go with A.J. Green over both of them.
All right, it's good.
Why?
Just because he's awesome.
That was... All right.
No, because Minnesota gives
Write
up.
That down, listeners. Get a playback. Rewind that play again.
Here we go.
All the info in.
Look, you can't just say the best receivers and then just be like, they're going to do good.
Listen, if you have the money, go with Marshall over Jeffrey because it's Cutler and not McCown.
Okay. You're correct that Cutler has favored Brandon Marshall since they had the connection all the way back to Denver. I do have a question. Andre Johnson has been performing very well towards the end of this season. They have a very, very suspect Denver secondary this week. However, they're going back to Schaub. Is anybody putting any stock in Andre Johnson this week?
Do you know how much Andre Johnson is?
$7,800.
I think it's probably a good play. I think that we will potentially get way ahead and they'll have to throw it, but I just don't trust anyone on the Texans. I don't know. I don't trust Schaub. I don't trust the whole franchise, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, right now it's Wade Phillips is in control. I don't know. I don't know what they're
doing. I don't trust that dude for sure.
Let me tell you something that we did miss, though, was the Dennis Johnson. With Ben Tate out now, Dennis Johnson is the running back for Houston, and he costs $4,500. Right now, he's projected at 14 points.
Has the guy ever played football before?
He has.
Played for the Celtics in the 80s.
He did. He played for the Pistons. He was nasty.
I looked at I think he's had, like, on average, about 4 or 5 carries in the last 5 games. One game, he had 13 carries, and he averaged over 5 yards a carry. It was okay, but he still didn't even have 10 fantasy points. This week, he is going to carry the load. I don't know. I guess if you guys have nothing.
No, we're not. No one's choosing Dennis Johnson, don't touch that. Man.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
Especially with that, like, Wade Phillips. My dad always said that Wade Phillips looked like he was just a fan who won a contest to be coach for the day.
Wade Phillips looks like Santa Claus.
He's just down like, there like, what? What happened?
He looks like that guy on the countdown who does the impressions.
Right.
What's that guy's name?
Dennis Hopper.
Yeah.
Frank Caliendo.
Yes, Frank Caliendo.
Yeah, that guy.
Right.
That's cool that Frank Caliendo gets his chance to coach the Houston Texans this week. Top projected tight ends Does anyone want to guess who the top projected tight end is?
Jessica Biel.
No.
Oh.
My favorite tight end.
Who is it?
It's Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy Graham.
Never heard of him.
Then it's Vernon Davis. Then it's just Jason Witten. The best bargains are Vernon Davis, Delanie Walker, and Tony Gonzalez, who I think makes that list every single week because his value doesn't go, his salary cost doesn't go up on FanDuel because he never does anything. I really like Julius Thomas. He looked like he was having an amazing season, and then he got injured, and he didn't look like he was injured when he was playing against San Diego. He didn't have a lot of production, but I feel like he's back. And this week against Houston, I expect big things. And at 6,500, I think that's a good play.
Mm-hmm.
I like Greg Olsen. I think that over the last 4 weeks, he has 299 yards, 2 touchdowns on 44 looks. He also is playing the Saints, who have given up 4 touchdowns to tight ends in the past 5 games. I think this game will be different than the game in New Orleans, where the Saints are somehow they're unbelievable in New Orleans. But in Carolina, I think that they will have a lot more offense, and I think that Olsen at, let me see what he's at, 5,800 is a very good pick.
I'm going to go with Dennis Pitta again, sadly against my Patriots, but they game planned last week to take Charles Clay out of the game, and they did that. But if you look back 2 weeks ago, Jordan Cameron had a huge game against the Patriots. Obviously a tight end, and I don't think that they're going to game plan for Dennis Pitta, and I think he's going to find a lot of room against our secondary. 5,700.
I will tell the listener who is still listening to this that anytime that Chris chooses against New England, it's usually a pretty solid pick. I think if anybody
double this,
it's hey. No. I don't know. How do I respond to that? Well, it's one of those things where it means that you're pretty emotional fan, and you usually choose with your heart. But if you're able to choose against your own team, I feel like you have something sound behind it. So I usually, when you pick against your team, I think that guy usually does pretty well.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Unfortunately for you.
Also, I'm pretty emotional in general.
Yeah.
Loves poems.
I don't wanna get into that too much.
I love phones.
I said.
All right, so Zach Miller is another one because Arizona gives up the most to tight ends. Zach Miller would be another tight end that might be worth mentioning. Any other tight ends?
No.
Maybe what's that girl from Entourage?
She's Selma Hayek's daughter.
What is her name? Sloane.
That's what I said.
Did you?
No. I think that's going to wrap it up. I'm not sure.
I do want to tell our listeners, make sure to tune in 2 weeks from now after the regular season finale for our Fantasy Awards podcast. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I do want to say...
What?
I want to win this week. I want to win this week. If I win this week, Brennan, stay out of this. If I win this week, it'll be Chris 1-8, I 1-8. It'll set up the most amazing championship ever. Chris, don't get out of your sleeping bag yet. Championships ain't won. So,
I get nervous.
Brennan is going to try and play the spoiler, but I see a big championship coming up next weekend.
Listen,
so if I win this week, I clinch it, right?
Yep.
No, just so you understand, FanDuel still goes in through the playoffs. They use all the playoff teams.
Well, our regular season awards show, though.
Regular season awards. Oh, and then we can go into playoffs and start a whole new thing.
Playoffs?
Yeah. Oh, this is the first time that I feel like it's the reverse thing. Like, playoffs? When do the playoffs happen? Oh, man. I can't win a game. Let's go to those playoffs.
Oh, you're going to be so happy for playoffs.
Yeah, it would look really good, though, if you, like, swept us in the playoffs. Yeah. You could be like, wow, well, I was a playoff guy.
I learned.
I just don't know what to do with those players who, you know, are so inconsistent. You know, you guys are great with those guys.
Oh, you're trying to call us out? somehow.
I don't know. I don't know why I did that.
Come on, Crabtree. That's a lock.
Crabtree. I never said it was a lock.
He's a good blocking receiver.
All right. Anything else?
I was going to say, happy holidays to everyone, man. It was a great time. We love doing this show. Thank you for following us.
Yeah, thanks so much for listening. Chris, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
And Merry Christmas to all.
To all a good night. We're out.
Yo. See ya. It's Marky Mark here. This is the FanDuel Manual. When I was in third grade, I thought football was lame. Until I saw Elway throw a long bomb on Sunday. Then it really grew on me, started playing fantasy. Realized Adam Schefter was the man of my dreams. Some X's and O's, that's what we are slinging. Football knowledge is what we are bringing. Rodgers at quarterback, the Niners on D. McCoy is your tailback and Gronk at TE. Make sure you check your matchups, those can get tricky. Start any wideout playing Oakland or Philly. Now sit back, relax, focus and listen. The FanDuel Manual, three men on a mission, yeah.
DeMarco Murray is my other one that I just think he really has come on a long time. And he's at the Redskins, who have really given up a lot to the run. I've been thinking way too much.
He's come on a long time.
I'm just talking as if I just read this in the paper this morning. I can't do this. All right.